Nurse, you can let the next patient come in, please. Thank you. Ah, hi. It's nice to see you again. Come in. Yes, just go ahead and take a seat, please. I have your results here. And it is quite interesting. Oh, no, no, you don't have to worry about anything. In fact, you should be very, very happy. We have seen some stellar results. Right, and I dare say that your objective to donate to your local breeding center will be quite welcome and even celebrated. Yes, well, I know you're experimenting with the idea of free use breeding, and this would be your first foray into it. From a medical perspective, it seems like a smart choice and a very generous choice, I would say so myself, now that we have the results of your test. And let me just pull up your file here. There we go. Okay, so you can see in the screen in front of you right here that everything is quite well. These are the average ranges of some of the metrics that we use, and yours are quite well above the average. When we interpret these tests, it's a little bit different from your traditional tests. So anything beyond average is actually quite a good thing. Anything below average is something we have to worry about. All right, so you are way beyond average. In fact, I would say that you have the best results I have seen in years of providing free use medical breeding services. So I must say, it is quite a pleasure for me to read this and to show this to you. Yes, your numbers are more than perfect. In fact, I'm very, very, very jealous of all of the women who are going to be very lucky to have you as their breeding partner. Yes, well, normally, for different, how do we say this, in the most professional ways, normally when it comes to sperm banks, I guess, well, we would ask you to, you know, ejaculate into a cup and we'll handle the rest. But in free use breeding services, of course, it's going to be a little bit different because you are, well, directly impregnating the women you are serving. So there is going to be that intimacy there. And, well, these women are quite aware that you are going to be breeding multiple of them. And even for some of them, it's quite a turn on for them. So that should be something that would be quite exciting for you. And so there is a special limit for what breeding service providers set. And with your records, I believe you are entitled to a bit more than usual, so long as there is the women's consent, of course. But normally there's a limit of 5. For you, it might be a bit more. I can't speak to how much. But yes, these women will be informed of who you are. And moving forward, of course, any of the children will be known. And so you have nothing to worry about. should they choose to increase your breeding limits. I am a little bit flustered and blushing, yes, but that's mostly because, as I said, it is a pleasure to let you know about your numbers, and I wouldn't lie. It's a bit of a turn on to know that I have someone who is, well, quite, shall we say, I didn't think I would be in such a presence of such a powerful breeder, a potentially powerful breeder. Would you be open to testing out your abilities? Well, let's just say I have thought of using such services before. And I know how it works. I've seen everything, being a medical professional and all of that. So it comes with the territory that I am quite well versed in these situations. But having considered the option myself and knowing that I have such a fine specimen in front of me, I feel like it would be such a waste if I didn't try. In special breeding facilities, we don't always get to choose. So, well, I get to choose here, but only if you consent. I can tell that you're tempted by the offer, so let me sweeten up the pot. I could help you get ready. You don't need to be worried about preparing me for your cock, because let's just say that I've been squirming in my seat ever since I found out that you're scheduling a follow-up with me at this time. I did say the sooner the better, and you definitely came in quite soon. So I would like to offer you this proposition, and if you accept, I would be on my knees in a hot second. Oh, thank you very much. If you could just please take off your pants so we can start this medical experiment. Oh, don't worry about this being unethical. All of this I can just simply write off as a test and or a lesson for someone who's going to be new to the breeding services industry. A very, very important lesson to learn. Yes? Good. Oh, fuck. I knew you were going to be special ever since I've seen this cock. There's just something about it. It's just the perfect size and the perfect width. And the way it stands is such a fucking turn on. Ah, gosh. I have never seen anything quite as, fuck, quite as fine as yours, really. Oh boy, am I going to take my time with you? I'm going to try and keep it short because we don't have a lot of time, but it would be a shame if I didn't reward this cock with a good sloppy blowjob. Before you breed me for you. Don't you worry about taking off what's underneath my skirt, because there's absolutely nothing there. I've been dripping wet since you've arrived. I'm all eager and ready to be bred by a such a perfect fucking specimen such as you. Oh, Fuck. I hope you're ready. I hope that you're. That sets it all up because fuck. Let me ride you. Let me ride you so you could just breathe me properly, please. I want it. I want your cock so badly deep inside me. I don't care. I don't care if it hurts. I don't care if you split me up so much with this big cock. But, oh, I just want to be bred with this big, perfect cock of yours. See, I told you I was already ready. All wet and tight for you, sucking up this big cock with my tight and wet little pussy. Please. You're so delicious. You feel so delicious too. I knew it. I knew it. Gosh. I have a woman who's going to have you. They're going to be so fucking grateful. I'm so fucking lucky and so fucking grateful to be bred by such a man like you. To fill me up with every single drop of that cum of yours. And I just know, I'm going to be filled to the brim with all of your cum. What you've just sent me. I'm going to be easily knocked up because of you. Filled so much with all of your cum so quickly and so easily. Not only that, your test results also show that you could keep going if you wanted to. I bet you already knew that. But it's such a pleasure to know that you can do the same. So if you just wanted to go for a second round, know that you could do it so quickly and so easily. All these women are going to be so fucking lucky to have you. So big, so good. Fuck us, such perfect. I'm only so lucky to be your good little fucking reading doll. Yes, keep pumping your cock inside of me. Please keep pumping your cock inside of me. I want to be bred. I want to be filled with your cum. You don't want me to be in your cum. Please breathe me. Please breathe me. Please fill me with your cum. Please. 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 here, come. Please help me, my mother, come, please. Oh, I want to have you come deep inside of me. Deep inside of me. Me. Please. Leave me against the table. Leave me against the table, please. Yes. Oh, keep pumping. Keep pumping all over. Come inside me, please, 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 please. Oh, make sure every drop of your cum is inside me. Ah, oh, yes. Oh, yes. I can feel your cum. I can feel your cum deep inside of me. Oh, fuck. You're so good with that technique, too. Oh, these women are gonna be so fucking lucky. So, additional medical advice. All of these women are gonna have preferences for how they want to be bred. But so long as you, at the very end when you come, you have to lift them up in such a position where your cock is just pointing straight downwards, so that you can properly fill them up. And when you gently, when you gently put them down and have them lay back down again, like so. And you slowly slip out your cock. Fuck. Just give me a couple more pumps. We'll give them a couple more pumps just to make sure your cum stays deep inside them. Oh, yes, just like so. That is a mark of a perfect breeder. I'm gonna have to stay in this position, so I'm gonna be trapped. As you leave my office, go ask the nurse for one of the cards of this breeding facility called the Frontier. Take their card. You don't need to go to any other breeding facility, just them. They'll take care of the rest. I promise you, it's the best in town, and they take good care of you, especially with the test results that you have. I'm gonna have my secretary forward your report to them immediately. And I'm sure with your special case, they're going to fast track your application and give you a schedule immediately. So do that. But you don't worry. You need to worry about me. I'm just going to stay like this for a bit. It's good practice after all, especially after being bred, to just stay in this position for optimal breeding. The next time you see me will be probably after a couple of months, or actually weeks, I think, to get an assessment of your breeding capabilities. I'm pretty sure you'll be doing very, very well. And maybe I'll have a little baby bump, all thanks to you. Oh, fuck. You can move forward now. I hope to see you very, very, very soon.